A Match Made in Devon, written by Kathy Bramley and read by Colleen Prendergast. Part 1. The First Guests. Chapter 1. Maxine Pierce, the director, shoved her glasses to the top of her long, charcoal-grey curls and clapped. OK, folks, quiet please. In Victory Road, Studio 2, on the outskirts of East London, everyone fell silent. We were about to shoot my final ever scene in the show. This bit was so absolutely top secret that Maxine had insisted on the minimum number of crew on set. No one else knew what we were doing. It was all very exciting. And I was part of it. The thought sent a rush of adrenaline swooping through me. Acting was my life, my dream. There was a sort of magic that happened to me when I took on a role. I ceased to be forgettable, plain old Nina Penhaligon with hamster cheeks, freckles and impossible-to-style hair, who on a good day would be classed as curvy, and on a bad day really needed to lay off the peanut butter Oreos, and I became anyone. Anyone I wanted to be, and I loved every second of it. Not much magic required today, however, because my character, Nurse Elsie Turner, was lying dead under a collapsed beam. It would be heartbreaking for fans of the show, the first death of a character. OK, Nina? Maxine asked, before giving final instructions to Mike behind the camera. Yep. I tried to keep the tremor from my voice. Never mind the viewers, my heart was breaking too. I was going to miss this lot. Victory Road was a weekly drama set in the East End of London during the Blitz. Think EastEnders with gas masks and Victory Roll hairdos. It had been my best part to date by far. I'd earned proper money and hadn't had to work for the temping agency for months. I detested office work, but needs must when you're a jobbing actress. But after today, it would be over. I squeezed back the tears, mindful of my makeup. This morning, we'd shot the cliffhanger ending to an episode in which I, Nurse Elsie, had been hurrying to take cover during an air raid when I'd heard a cry for help coming from a nearby house. I'd gone in to rescue the old lady who lived there just as a bomb exploded and the house collapsed around me. As the credits roll, the audience would be left on the edge of their seats. Will Elsie survive? Will she still be able to meet her boyfriend, Constable Ron Hardy, in the square, where he's waiting with an engagement ring in his pocket? Will they be the first couple on the show to marry? And only the people in this room knew the answers. No. I wasn't even allowed to tell my best friend on the show, Becky Burton, who also played a nurse. I understood the need for discretion, but I felt bad about leaving without saying anything. And action. Murmured Maxine. The atmosphere in the studio was crackling with tension. The ratings had dipped a bit recently, and the management was hoping that a death would revive them. I was their sacrificial lamb. Apparently that was an honour, because it meant my character was popular. The sound effects began, and we were transported to bomb-scarred London, as the distant bells of fire engines and the wail of sirens filled the little studio. Lamplight illuminated the wreckage of 33 Victory Road, and two air raid wardens, Ray and Godfrey, picked their way over the rubble, looking for casualties. "Over here!" shouted Ray. Ray, played by actor Lee Harwood, was the male lead. Drop-dead gorgeous. Shame I was playing a corpse and couldn't gaze up adoringly at him. The beam of his lamp found my face. He dropped to his knees beside me, and I managed not to blink under the glare. Godfrey leaned over us both as Ray checked for my pulse. "Cor blimey," Ray groaned, rocking back on his heels. "It's Nurse Elsie. She's dead." 90 minutes later, it was all over. I'd packed up my bits and pieces and said farewell to the crew who'd filmed my last scene. Maxine, her stiletto heels tapping on the marble tiles, accompanied me through the revolving doors and out into the April sunshine. We squinted as our eyes adjusted to the brightness. It was the first of the month today. I wondered briefly whether the end of my contract had just been an April fool. "What an exit," Maxine said, as we stepped towards the bus stop.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?